As Henry mentioned, I'm going to discuss the qualitative findings of a study that explored the role of health promoters as change agents in hygiene behavior change in a rural Salvadoran community. So in the last two decades, there has been noteworthy progress worldwide in the reduction of child mortality, but children continue to die at an alarming rate as a result of diarrheal disease. And there is growing recognition that comprehensive hygiene behavior change should be an integral component of diarrheal disease prevention efforts. However, hygiene behaviors have proven very difficult to change and sustain. They vary widely by setting and context, and a lot of practitioners struggle with how to actually achieve sustainable results in the area of hygiene promotion. So for these reasons, understanding context-specific determinants of the adoption of improved hygiene behaviors is important for designing and implementing effective hygiene interventions. The diffusion of innovations theory, for those of you who are maybe not as familiar, it seeks to explain how, why, and at what rate new ideas or innovations spread throughout a social system. Generally, in diffusion research, more emphasis has been placed on exploring the characteristics and cognitive processes of the individual adopter or the attributes of the innovation itself as they relate to the decision for adoption. There has been much less emphasis on investigating the role of the change agent in adoption decisions. And furthermore, very few studies use DOI theory to examine the adoption of improved water sanitation and hygiene behaviors. And none that I have been able to find explore the role of the change agent in hygiene behavior adoption. There are also still a very limited number of studies that have examined the characteristics of health promoters in order to identify those characteristics that make them particularly well-suited to health promotion. So informed by the DOI theory, this study explored the role of community-based health promoters as change agents for improved hygiene behavior adoption in a three-year intervention in a rural Salvadoran community setting. Health promotion programs, I believe we've all come to know, are much more likely to be effective when they are culturally appropriate for the populations they serve, including hygiene promotion, since there are many social cultural elements that can influence hygiene decisions, everything from gender dynamics and decision-making power in the home to traditional hot-cold beliefs found across many cultures, not just Latino culture, or culturally informed ways of preparing food. The list goes on and on. But there are certain overarching sociocultural elements that are considered to have a great influence in Latino culture, especially for values and expectations around interpersonal interactions, which are very key to the health promotion process. Some of these elements include things that I'm sure you've seen before, like familismo, or the importance of family life and close connections, respeto, or referring to the deference to authority and adherence to hierarchical social structures, personalismo, or the importance of fostering amiable social interactions, and confianza, or trust. Given the importance of these elements in Latino culture, researchers and practitioners have emphasized the importance of understanding and using these constructs in the development and implementation of health promotion programs. Strategies that incorporate these constructs should encourage higher rates of program participation, promote adherence to program messages, and increase intervention efficacy. Okay. The health promoter model, I'm sure you have also heard of the Promotores de Salud model, is one such strategy that is more likely to incorporate these sociocultural elements. Health promoters are also referred to as lay health educators. They work almost exclusively in community settings that target hard-to-reach populations and underserved communities. Many times they'll live within the communities they serve, speak the language, understand unique needs and cultural nuances of the community, and serve as cultural bridges between their community and health services. The health promoter strategy has demonstrated success across many health issues and in many settings. But as I mentioned, there are a limited number of studies that explore what makes these health promoters so effective as change agents. Furthermore, the relationship between community members and health promoters, or the promoter-participant interaction, is of particular interest in understanding the dynamics around health communications and subsequent behavior change adoption. DOI theory introduces the concept of the change agent, who is an individual who positively influences a person's adoption decisions through a process of changing attitudes, norms related to an innovation. According to the theory, the role of the change agent is to provide information, persuade others to adopt new behaviors or adopt an innovation, like a technology, and to sustain the efforts and positive attitudes about the new innovation. Conceivably, how change agents are perceived by potential adopters should play a very important role about how likely it is that people will adopt the innovation. DOI theory proposes also that innovations may be judged less on scientific merit and much more on a subjective evaluation of the change agent themselves. So all the more reason that we understand more what about these health promoters makes them successful in the work they do. Just to give you a brief background of the partnership that we had to implement this program, we've been working in this community. The community is Santa Clara in El Salvador, and it's we've been developing this partnership since about 2004, coordinated by the George Washington University Volunteer Research Team, and we've worked with both in-country partners, local government, the Community Development Committee, and also Peace Corps. We had coverage in this community for 5 years with Peace Corps volunteers who were instrumental in helping. We did multiple needs assessment that identified the issues of potable water and hygiene as utmost priority for this community from all angles. And so we actually implemented this hygiene promotion program in tandem with the construction of a potable water system that serves every household in the community. Okay. To give you an idea of the intervention itself, it was a 3-year hygiene promotion program implemented by 3 health promoters in this rural Salvadoran community from 2008 to 2011. They were selected from the community itself with an application, interview, and voting process by the community. And each of them worked in a territory of about 100 households. So they worked in homes, delivering hygiene promotion, education, demonstrations, and provide assistance with home modification, like helping creating hand washing stations or helping to create tops for latrines. They worked in schools, doing interactive educational activities with youth and with children. And at the community level, they organized community-wide campaigns like trash cleanups and disseminated hygiene message at school parent meetings and other events. Okay. The hygiene messages that they promoted were across all hygiene domains, everything from personal hygiene and hand washing to domestic hygiene, food preparation, water storage, latrine maintenance. They did a very comprehensive messaging program. Okay. So in terms of research methodology, our full larger study includes a quantitative survey evaluating program outcomes, which if you're interested, I'm giving a poster just after this session if you would like to know about the quantitative outcomes. But here I'm just going to present a portion of the qualitative results focusing on the health promoter. We conducted 3 1-hour focus groups. It's a relatively small and homogenous community, and this was enough for us to really reach saturation with what we were finding. There were about 10 community members each. They were mostly women, and they were recruited from just approaching households and inviting participation. We also conducted 6 1-hour in-depth interviews to gain a fuller perspective of the health promoter role from mostly from service providers, the health promoters themselves, the Ministry of Health promoter who oversaw them, and 2 school directors, okay, who are colleagues. The community understudy is, as you may imagine, an underdeveloped agricultural community with limited public services and infrastructure. Residents tended to be poor and have lower educational attainment and higher levels of unemployment. It's a very rural area. We analyzed the Spanish language transcripts from focus groups using in vivo software, and they were coded according to constructs in our original conceptual framework and topics that arose outside of the original area of inquiry. We analyzed the data for thematic commonalities and clusters across groups, and then we also compared the free listed attributes of health promoters that were mentioned by community members in what makes them successful at their work, and we compared those with the hypothesized DOI change agent attributes to see if there was overlap or if there were new findings. Okay. In terms of results, the concept of amabilidad, or kindness, emerged as the predominant theme for all study participants, both community members and service providers. This concept emerged in the context of discussing the community's perceptions of the promoters and their conduct while interacting. Responses indicated that attitudes of humility, kindness, and service with which a person arrived at a home will determine their degree of acceptance in that home, and then subsequently their messages that they're promoting. When community members were asked about necessary characteristics for a health promoter to be effective in promoting hygiene, being amable was the most important. What is the most important characteristic that promoters must have to be good at their job? To be kind is what I heard across all focus groups. Okay. The Ministry of Health promoter corroborated this concept of, the community members thought that the health promoters demonstrated excellence in their work because of their conduct, their treatment of community members, and that they also knew how to win people over. And the Ministry of Health health promoter also agreed with this, that winning people over, she put it in terms of creating a positive environment for health promotion. Okay. To be successful, from the time you enter a home, it's creating a friendly environment so that people trust us and we can express the goals of our visit, adapting ourselves for the benefit of the community. Study findings point to amabilidad as the most important change agent characteristic for fostering positive relationships. And this also supports the DOI attribute of empathy. Another concept, respeto, or respect, was an important theme highlighted mostly by service providers. Community members did also mention that promoters knew how to respectfully position themselves in homes. When they go out to visit people, they are very kind, they greet people, they are respectful of other people's space, and they know how to position themselves and begin to teach us things maybe we don't know. In return, promoters were also given a great deal of respect from community members. They mentioned that the community members perceive them differently in their new role as promoter. They mentioned carrying an increased authority and importance and being seen as community leaders. They have more respect because now they say to me, Don David. They don't just call me David anymore. Yes, they respect me a lot and they see the work that we do. Study findings suggest that acceptance of hygiene messages hinged on maintaining these respectful exchanges. Promoters were very careful to make community members feel comfortable, especially when you're working with very private and sensitive issues where participants could understandably take offense at observations about their living conditions or their habits or their personal choices. Respect may be particularly important for interventions in underdeveloped, marginalized communities where members may be familiar with feelings of discrimination or disrespectful treatment across a number of settings and situations. Interestingly enough, the concept of respect was mentioned by all groups of study participants, but it does not correspond to a theorized DUI change agent attribute. So this is a new finding of the study that I'll discuss a little bit later the implications. Homophily, or the likeness between promoters and community members, was also a very important theme. Community members emphasized that it was ideal for promoters to be from their own local community. They were viewed as three of their own, and that this was very important to having their message be accepted. Being homophilous to community members enabled promoters to avoid perceived feelings of superiority or condescension by participants. Community members were very resistant to the idea of having an outsider as a health promoter because of lack of trust, familiarity, or worry that they wouldn't have the community's best interest at heart. The idea of homophily also extended to notions of personal and private information. Health promoters indicated that people might be embarrassed to share their hygiene with or other problems with an outsider. If a health promoter was from outside the community, they would feel more embarrassed and would push them away from problems that exist in our homes. Study findings indicated that homophily is an important attribute that influences this promoter-participant dynamic, and it does provide further support for community-based strategies, and it does support the change agent, the DOI change agent attribute of homophily. Another concept of convivir, or coexisting, was identified as an important factor in this promoter-participant relationship. Focus group participants highlighted their continual contact with promoters, not only through the regular household visits when they were on the clock, but also because they were residents and they saw them on the street or at events or at church. This consistent relationship, or this shared convivencia, seems to be instrumental in developing trust and facilitating behavior change adoption. Health promoters mirror the sentiments of community members. Why do they trust you so much? Maybe it's because of the convivencia that we always have with them. What do you mean convivencia? In other words, because we always see them, that they trust us. Importantly, through coexisting with community members, health promoters were not only where they were seen as a generalized local resource. Community members would approach them for help with just about anything: information, advice, referrals, assistance in getting emergency transport to medical services. Okay. The promoters were seen as always tending to people, atiendan a uno, being dependable and pendiente, or watchful and available if a community member needed something. This attribute of convivencia is consistent with the theorized DOI change agent attribute of effort. DOI theory states that change agent success in securing adoption is positively related to the extent of the change agent effort in contacting clients. This study supports this statement, but with one variation. Both formal and informal contact contributed to participants' familiarity with and trust in the health promoter and their messages. Credibility of the health promoters was closely related to the transparency of their work, their position in a social hierarchy, and trust. When we launched the program, the community was divided into three territories, and one promoter was assigned to each territory, specifically a territory in which they did not also live. Promoters explained that they anticipated not being taken as seriously among households that had watched them grow up from childhood. They also indicated that when community members saw them in their work territories, they knew that they were working and not just socializing with neighbors. So this built their credibility, their integrity, and their perceptions of responsibility and good work ethic. Mm-hmm. People in my neighborhood know me, and maybe they wouldn't place much importance on me because I'm one of them, and because they couldn't evaluate us if we didn't leave the same neighborhood. If I didn't go out of my neighborhood, they would say I wasn't going to work. This also represents an interesting finding. It was important for health promoters to be close in likeness to community members they served, but not too close, whereby they might not be taken seriously because they know them too well. There were other indications that social hierarchy influenced how they were received. In one case, one health promoter mentioned that she was rejected by a school teacher in his home because he thought that she was being a snob, promoting health to him when he maybe perceived himself to be higher educated. Social hierarchies as it relates to health promotion is an area that really deserves further exploration to understand its intricacies. We couldn't quite achieve that with this study. Another key component of credibility was trust. When asked why people trusted her, a health promoter said it's because of humility and self-respect. The work being done is not separate from the person implementing the work. They respect you as a person because they see you working hard, being humble and well-behaved. It really builds trust. Trust was usually expressed in from participants as being the result of respectful and kind treatment over time. The research presented here had some limitations that should be acknowledged. It was conducted in one rural Salvadoran community. And the experiences and perspectives of these women may not reflect the experiences of women from other communities or those living under different circumstances. While this limitation may preclude generalization of the results to other populations or programs, the results do shed lights on characteristics of the change agent and may contribute to successes of these types of programs. The community under study shares many features of many other Latin American communities, including socioeconomic status, geography, infrastructure, and access to services. The community may also share some cultural features that were found by the study to be central to the health promoter's success, suggesting that health promoters with similar characteristics in other communities that exhibit these cultural features would have a success. Okay. I'm almost done. Last slide. Despite limitations in generalizability, our study contributes to the literature in various ways. First, our study provides additional support for change agent characteristics proposed by the DOI theory. Our results also suggest a cultural interpretation and adaptation of these characteristics to be appropriate for health promotion service delivery for Latino populations. These could be populations abroad as well as potentially Latino immigrant communities here in the U.S. This speaks a lot to the theme of our conference. Our experiences working with communities globally have lessons to teach us when working locally in the U.S. with immigrant Latino communities. This study also highlights how the recruitment and selection of health promoter candidates deserves careful consideration in future interventions, and that they should consider some of these characteristics found by the study during the selection process. Finally, this study has implications for applied research on community-based health promotion interventions. future research really should examine the role of the change agent in the promotion of other health-related behaviors, as well as across different studies and contexts. Okay. Thank you very much.